I've been waiting all my life for her, but now she's far away. Although I can see her when I close my eyes. What's a lonely boy supposed to do? Pretend that I'm okay while every wishful hope inside me dies. Alan from across the yard, he's good at giving all the wrong advice. Like, ditch the girl, you'll find another one that's twice as nice. Then there's Elaine, who's got a finger stuck in everybody's pies. She serves up love advice like Hunter Steaks, he's serving fries. But I keep telling them that I don't need just any wife. I wish that they could understand the reasons I've been waiting all my life.
I've been waiting all my life. I wait and then I wait some more. I don't understand, but that's the way things go. I suppose I'll have to cope somehow and learn to just ignore the way my heart is bouncing to and fro. Kathy calls me now and then. I think she gets a vicious little thrill from throwing at me like a dentist with a pick and drill. She wonders if I'll tie the knot, and what about this guy or that? She wants to see me settle down and take my turn at that. But she won't listen to me, even though my heart is right. With reason after reason, I've been holding out and waiting all my life.
But suddenly I thought the wait was over. I looked across the lunchroom, she was glowing like the sun. It wasn't just the way the light came through the window. I put my frozen pizza down and said, this girl's the one. Then we were sharing Bunsen burners and erasers. Passing notes in algebra and kissing in the hall.
She even knew the combination to my locker.
And I wrote, I love you, Sonny, with a Sharpie on my bedroom wall. Has the sun set on our love, Sonny? Should I cling to any hope at all?
And so I'm folding up my heart, just like a pocket knife, flying so low, even if it means that I'll be waiting all my life.
If I never find another girl,
if I never find another guy like you, I'll be waiting all my life.